This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Daylight jumper, no good. Santos, the rebound, put it back in the air with one hand, and got fouled! Outstanding, stupendous, ridiculous, all in one.
Bay Area, it's Keith Santos here. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 957 The Game.
Outstanding, stupendous.
Yep.
And ridiculous is what that was. A beautiful
awesome.
Call from Tim Roy.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, to watch Keith Santos get up. I mean, Grandy, how would you describe it? Like, for those who, if you're in the building, like, he got up. And, I mean, his whole body was just, like, pulsating toward the fans after that.
Oh, and he did a whole strut down the floor after Ooh. Celebrating.
Man, that was something. That was something. So, here we go. I can already feel it. It's already all over social media. Lucas, thank you very much.
You
here we go.
Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah, Guy Santos is better than Jonathan Kuminga. I said it. Yes.
Oh, you just did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
yeah.
Send it out. I hate JK. Mm. Always have. Just trying to keep the brother down for sure. All of those things.
Are we cutting all this?
I mean, what?
Because I'll lay out if we're going to continue to bury Willard for his anti-JK takes.
This is very simple. He's phenomenal. He'll get his opportunity, but he's going to need to do something with it. The Warriors are really good right now, and I don't know about y'all. I'm not willing to mess with that. I'm not. And Steve was the one who said, it's very difficult when you're playing well and a key player returns. His words. And by the way, hello, historically, it's that way every time. It always is. It's very hard to bring back a 30-minute-a-night player when your team is on a streak. Remember a year or two ago when everybody went with, hey, gosh, the Grizzlies are worse with Ja. What's going on there? Raise his hand. It's hard when you're rolling to inject a key player back in because you start doing things differently. I don't want the Warriors to do anything differently right now. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think that they're going to reintegrate him at the level that he was at before he got hurt. And I'm looking at it where it was 37 minutes, 34, 32, 25. And the 25 was only because they crushed Philadelphia. He had 20 minutes and 25 or 20 points in 25 minutes. And yeah, then he got hurt against Memphis. And so when he comes back, he'll be 2 months, 10 weeks removed from an ankle injury. So you don't have to worry about them throwing him back in there for 25, 30 minutes. It's going to be a slow build and it's going to be great. And if Jonathan, when he gets to full fitness and full confidence in the ankle, which heck, I would have thought would have been by now, but if you get into late March and he's finally fit and ready. If the team is not playing as well as they are now, well, then he's not going to play that much. And it's okay. And look at the past playoff runs with Kuminga and with Jordan Poole where, yeah, Jordan Poole was going through a bit of a struggle, and so he played less. And Kuminga was, you know, basically refusing to retrieve a rebound that was bouncing right toward him. Yeah. And so they stopped playing him. As we get deeper into March and into April and the games have more import, it's not going to matter what your name is. If it's Guy or Quentin or Gary or Kevon or Jonathan, if you're not playing well and playing the way they need you to play to help promote winning, then you're going to sit. It doesn't matter who you are and how your ankle is and all the rest of it.
You're 100% right. This is actually the least discriminatory thing in the entire world. It's not about young people, old people. It's about the first letter in the word Warriors. Go get a W.
It's a meritocracy.
It. Yes.
No doubt. And if you merit minutes, you get minutes. And just look at Jonathan this year where you're going to start, you're coming off the bench, we're not sure, and you know Wiggins and this and that. And then this is where it becomes so frustrating because you finally found that sweet spot, which was, all right, you're going to come off the bench. And when you come off the bench, go cook. And he started really cooking.
Yep.
And he cooked for about seven games, and then the ankle injury happened. And so...
No, it's super unfortunate.
It is.
Especially for him and his contract.
No, but you're right when it comes to where we are on March 10th, and he's not playing on the 10th, and he might play the 13th. He might not play till the 22nd or whatever when they have a game. But when he does play, he comes onto a team that when he left didn't have Quentin, didn't have this Guy. Jimmy Butler was kind of a Heat, not really. This team was not this team.
I mean, look, if he comes back and makes him better, I'll buy a jersey. There's no hate here, but the NBA app just released their new power rankings, and the Warriors are fifth.
Fifth.
In the whole league. They're fifth. They're fifth.
Dang.
And some of you are driving around out there being like, so let's change some stuff. Okay. Okay. Jonathan in the city. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, man. First of all, I want to shout out Guy Santos and Quentin Post for, you know, playing well and taking full advantage of their opportunity. You know, that's one of the best things that happened here. You know, Slow-Mo became Quentin Post, and Lindsey Waters became Guy Santos. Another thing that I want to say is I have a suggestion or a wish. You know, like you said, I don't want to change anything, man. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Pretty much everyone is having a nice uptick in their performance, playing well, except for that one guy. So when Kuminga is ready to be inserted in the lineup, I mean, spacing is all for naught if he can't score. He should take most, if not all, the minutes from Bad Buddy. Bad Buddy, go ahead and sit right next to TJD.
Well, this is, you know what, Jonathan, this is an interesting subject that you bring up. And my bet is if Jonathan were given the opportunity to pitch that to Steve Kerr, Steve would find a way to answer it this way. And this is part of what I'm getting at with regard to Guy or Moody or anyone else. Nobody wants to sit here and ask, Well, is Moody better than J.K.? Is Gee better than J.K.? Is Buddy better than J.K.? Well, the answer is no across the board, obviously. But that doesn't matter. What about the specific things they do on the court?
Exactly.
That the Warriors need in a given moment. So I bet Steve would find a way and be like, well, there are moments where I need someone out there who is really a threat to get hot and knock down a couple threes. And if that's all I said, don't play the best player. What if I pitched it to you that way? Steve looks at the bench and goes, I need somebody to go knock down a couple threes. Who are you pointing at? Jonathan or Buddy?
Well, Buddy. Buddy Quentin, but...
yeah, maybe neither of them.
No, but to that point.
But you get what I'm saying.
I do. And,
okay.
And this is one thing that you've said that I have kind of stolen and used in many other facets, which is Steve doesn't know when he puts Buddy Hield on the floor, like which Buddy he's going to get. He doesn't know in advance how a guy is going to do. And if you look at Buddy, 4 games ago, he was 5 of 9 from three. He had 22. Yeah, Buddy. Then he followed it up with a 3 of 10. Okay. And then 0 of 5 and yeah, 1 for 5.
No,
so
of course.
When you play Buddy, you don't know if Buddy's going to be hot Buddy or cold Buddy. But to your point, like when you look at the role players, in fine, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, you're the three. And we need the other 7 of you to fill in the other 2 spots on a rotating basis. So who's going to do what? All right, Quentin, stretch 5, you can shoot. All right, GP2, you're grimy. You'll get a dunk and you'll play defense. And Kevon, you can rebound and set screens and all the rest of it. But you get to Buddy and it's like, all right, Buddy, we need you to go in there and shoot threes and make them.
Yeah.
All right, coach, I can do that. Well, he's 1 for 10
sometimes
in the last 2 games.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, he's,
how do you know, though, if Buddy's going to be...
You don't, but
exactly.
You're playing percentages and you're looking for certain characteristics out on the floor.
Exactly.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.